This process allows you to have an introspective, deeply healing experience to open you up to be manifesting from your soul.
Welcome to the Expanded Podcast with your host, Lacey Phillips. As a leading manifestation advisor with a process that's, well, radically different from the old New Age model, mine is rooted in psychology, neuroscience, and my energetic gifts. I created this podcast to help you expand your subconscious limiting beliefs about the potential of deserving the manifestations you're calling in. Therefore, you're tuning into this podcast series to show your subconscious that anything you desire is possible. And by pressing play, you've already started the process of manifesting it. So today is a really exciting and auspicious day for myself, including the team, because we've worked for months to prepare for today. Not only is it the day that we proudly announce our very own sector of manifestation that we've trademarked to set us apart from all other versions of manifestation, which is now called neural manifestation, backed by neuroscience, psychology, and epigenetics. Not only that, but it's the day that many of you wait all year for. It's the big sale that we have once a year on Black Friday. This is the day that we put out so many gifts for you to make this work accessible. And the way that we do that is by an incredible deal, our Black Friday sale. You hear about it first today before everybody else does on Friday, podcast listeners. We've gone through and updated the most fundamental and foundational workshops for this process in order to make it as effective and easy for you to get through. I'll explain all of those updates in the mid-roll, so you'll want to definitely tune in to the mid-roll to get the specifics, especially for those of you who have been members, so you can see how unbelievable the pathway has become. And now we'll get into explained neural manifestation.
We have been talking about updates that's going on. We've been working with Dr. Tara for quite some time now. We are so excited to announce all of these updates, and we kind of wanted to just walk through some of those updates.
Yeah, and I think the genesis of this, there's a few things. We knew we wanted to launch neural manifestation. And so a big part of that, as we've been saying, is working with Dr. Tara, who's gone through and sifted through the science, the psychology, the neuroplasticity to make sure we're actually accurate in what we're saying, with some great additions herself. And so we've reformatted sort of how to manifest, including some really cool steps in it that help it ground even deeper so you understand it. Unblocked shadow, we have to thank a tremendous amount to Dr. Tara, Tara Valentine, our coach, and you too, Jessica, to really overhaul and make it a new experience that people actually finish. Because the way I initially crafted it can be a little bit daunting and scary. This is a little bit more inspiring, easy to digest. The core things are still in there that were powerful, but if you have been a Pathway member or you're thinking of joining, this will be a new experience in it. And then really excited, I'm going to save the daily practice for last to let you speak on that, Jessica, because you were such a pioneer on it. But the really exciting one that we are releasing this weekend. So all of this we wanted to release this weekend because let the holiday triggering begin. When we're surrounded by friends, by what commercialism is saying we need to be feeling or experiencing or having during this time. And certainly as we all start to prepare for 2021, we thought that this was the imperative time to release Unblocked Boundaries, which is a brand new workshop, which teaches you the energetics, the verbal needs, and the actionable needs of how to truly use boundaries in manifestation, because no is the most magnetic word you can say. I think all of us struggle with boundaries, that this particular workshop is going to be a very instrumental tool that I think can be used and practiced right now during the holidays, this entire season, to generate a lot of magnetism for 2021. And now I'm going to kick over our brand new daily practice, which you can kind of see as the daily reprogramming exercise 2.0. I'll kick that over to you, Jessica.
Yeah. So I think with the daily reprogramming exercise, we wanted to really streamline the entire process. And so we really sort of examined what is the best way to operate with these DIs, when should you use them the most, how are they most effective, what journal prompts are most effective, and most importantly, how can people figure out which DI is right for them when they're looking at a long-running list besides simply just the title. I know I personally was kind of like, wait, does this one have this section in it? I can't remember. I'm really needing this support here. And so essentially what we did was we have a complete workshop with video components where Lacey is walking you step by step of how to utilize the Deep Imaginings, which are our reinforcing and reprogramming DIs that will guide you through creating these neural pathways. I recommend doing the workshop section first. It answers every question we have ever gotten about reprogramming. So if you are confused on it, you don't know what to do, not sure how to get a healing, it is all in there. One of the most exciting things about it as well is that we created this custom filtration guide. So now you can go in and pick the time components of how long you're looking for a DI for, and then what you're needing one for. Is it to start the day? Is it to boost your confidence? Are you triggered by something? Are you feeling envious or jealous? You know, what's kind of coming up for you? And we have this long running list where you can kind of pick and choose the ones you want. And now we have the DIs that work perfectly for those things. We have a reinforcing grace and deservingness. We have reinforcing your authentic code. So it's going to be so helpful. I can't wait to jump in there and just do it daily throughout the holidays because I know it will be that exact support I'm looking for. But yes, I can't say enough fantastic things about it. I'm excited to talk on it more and I'm excited for everyone to check it out.
And is there anything that you want to add? Dr. Tarr, you've been such a big part of going through all of these to make sure that they are very accurate to everything we speak about on these explained episodes.
Yeah, I mean, I really want to thank Jessica for her super hard work on daily reprogramming and that filtering system and everything. And yes, I've, you know, obviously gone through and made sure that the science is rigorous. But I have to say, I am very excited about boundaries. I absolutely loved working on it. And if there's nothing else, it's proof that this stuff works, because I actually cringed whilst I was reading through it at the part where it said, setting boundaries is not yelling, name calling, door slamming, stomping out because you think the person's going to come after you. And I was like, yeah, I was that person once, really.
Same.
Yeah. And so, you know, it was really nice. You know, I love the three steps, which you came up with, and I loved putting the science behind it. It all made so much sense. And I think it's really powerful. And I know that a lot of people struggle with boundaries. So that's the specific workshop that I'm excited about. But obviously, you know, as I've always said, as a neuroscientist, the daily reprogramming is absolutely critical to all the workshop work that you do.
So our gift to you, we try to get this out this time every season. And of course, we try to make this work as accessible as possible. So we are running the special that it's the perfect time to take advantage of this work to prepare for 2021 and to get through the holiday season by generating some magnetism.
Hi, everyone. It's Grace, the TBM Marketing Director. I just wanted to hop on this week and give my entire team a huge shout out for working around the clock to bring these amazing new pathway updates to you. For more details, make sure you tune into the mid-roll. So for anyone who's brand new and who's been waiting to sign up, now's the perfect time. Check out the show notes or go to tobemagnetic.com to sign up. Now, on to the episode.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Explained. I'm always very excited for these episodes. But today we get to announce our new branch of manifestation, neural manifestation. Don't worry, we'll explain what we mean. But I'm going to kick us off today with a quote. You are manifesting whether you want to or not, might as well get into the driver's seat. So Lacey, Dr. Tara, how are you guys doing today? Thank you for joining.
Wonderful. We were just talking beforehand how things feel a little bit nicer and like there's just a harness in the universe that's really supporting at this point. Do you feel that way as well, Tara?
I really do. With manifestation, obviously there's the magic dark or there's just ebbing and flowing of how it feels for you, but it definitely feels like it's flowing at the moment, not just for me, but for other people that I've been speaking with as well.
I feel that too, from friends.
Totally. And I've been noticing too, so many people are having tons of breakthroughs. They're processing things they haven't processed before. They're coming up against tests or challenges and they're able to go through and see the other side. It's exciting to see some of that inner work sort of pay off in the physical world.
Yeah, I even just logged into the Pathway community group that Pathway members have access to. And the first thing that comes up is this long, long, which it's so generous when people share in there when they've manifested, but they go through, honestly, it's like a process episode. They go through exactly what they did, their workshops, their tests, following pings, what that looked like. So I know it's universally things, hopefully, for some are starting to open up and flow like that a little.
I wonder if it's related to just the opportunity for introspection that this global situation has provided us, because obviously I have been doing the workshops because I've been working on them. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about today. But I definitely had more time to do how to manifest shadow, child, love, money, no, and authentic code in the last few months than I normally would.
Yep, totally. I feel like it's one of the greatest gifts. It can present in so many hard ways, but we used to put out these roadmaps last year or the year before, and one was called numbing. You know, it really brought to the attention how much as a society we numb, may it be the phone, food, TV, we're all, myself included, guilty of this. So as a collective and community, we decided to look at all the ways we numb and why we're numbing and what we're not wanting to address or look at. And I think that month was a major breakthrough for a lot of people because they had to take away all of these devices they used to kind of tune out, myself included, and have that deep introspection that wasn't forced, but it was something they participated in. And it was really profound. Were you following at that time, Jessica?
Yeah. The numbing roadmap was awesome. And I also liked that we were sort of contextualizing those habits through the lens of numbing. I've heard of like using food as numbing, mm-hmm. but not like phone and TV or
social media.
Social media, yeah, like productive procrastination, like all of these things can be numbing. And then it's like, whoa, okay, cool. I have autonomy. I can check in when those things are coming up and see what's going on so I can give myself, what I'm needing support in instead of numbing.
Yeah. And then I think it's really important to say as well that upon understanding what one could be using as numbing, we can also have a very healthy relationship with. So if we do take the time to look at, are we avoiding something we need to be looking at or feeling or working through? And we take the time to do that and then have this relationship with whatever the thing was after, it can be a very healthy and productive one.
Actually, the neural pathways for addiction, which is basically what the numbing behaviors are, there's like a spectrum for motivation and addiction. So what I've seen in my research is that something that used to be good for you and you were motivated to do and you got a reward, when you overdo it and then it becomes no longer good for you, that's when it tips over into the bad end of that spectrum. And so everything that you two have just mentioned, but I'm also seeing a lot of working excessive hours, having no boundaries between home life and work because of working from home, and also over-exercising is another one. We're beginning to realize that social media or devices or TV can be those things, but exercise seems like such a good thing. But actually, people question themselves, why am I doing it? Am I doing it too much?
Mm-hmm. And for the right motivated reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. And kind of even just looping into our topic today of neural manifestation, one thing I've been noticing a lot, and my boyfriend works in music, so I'm listening to a lot of music people, but I've heard a lot of celebrities recently, like Drake, Big Sean, even Kanye talked about it on the Joe Rogan episode, is manifesting. And it's really interesting hearing these different concepts of manifesting and how people are sort of defining manifesting and hitting their goals, right? Because when you hear some of these bigger figures, even like Jim Carrey, you know, talking about manifesting their reality, it's trending on TikTok now. People are instantly manifesting things. And so it's really kind of blown up during this time of introspection because people are wanting to achieve their goals. They're wanting to hit that next marker. And what better way than have things happen through manifesting and working with the universe and all of these things. But I think that's kind of what brought us to creating this branch, neural manifestation, to sort of differentiate between what's out there and sort of common misconceptions and really root it back to neuroscience, psychology, epigenetics, and show sort of the science behind manifesting. It's not the woo-woo. It's not think positive, get into the vibration, spiritual bypass, you know, law of attraction that so many people have thought for so long. So Lacey, let's kick us off. So how did you kind of land on this idea of moving towards neural manifestation? You kind of have already known from the beginning of your process that it was rooted in so much more than all of these other things.
Yeah, you know, there's a really pivotal story where Grace and I sat and chatted about. We're like, we need to create our own branch of manifestation to set ourselves apart from exactly the things you were talking about. So there's an article that, you know, just recently came out. I think it's called Shut Up, I'm Manifesting. We can link it below, by Vox, V-O-X. It actually really clearly depicts one of the motivators for why we really want to put a flag in the ground, that this is its own version of manifestation, its own branch. What that article goes on to speak about, it's kind of how manifestation can kind of prey on the person who is feeling inadequate, doesn't have the life they want, really longs for the things they desire, has a lot of stuff they've been through that they haven't looked at or worked out. And I know this because I was one of those people that practiced that for so long. And often the representation we see of manifestation can be the person on a beach living their greatest life, talking about like, let me show you how to be a goddess and manifest too. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this, but it really, again, doesn't look at the root issues of why somebody isn't manifesting. When I personally was practicing that type of manifestation, you know, some of the things the article will address, it's like a person, I guess it's really trending on TikTok, manifestation is. I'm not on TikTok, so I don't know, but that's what it was pointing out. And one of the things said, you're seeing this post because you were meant to, you manifested it. And it's that type of manifestation that I think is kind of irresponsible. And I'll get into that a little bit more. So that article just came out and it really solidified. We were so excited to be launching this branch. But before this, about 4 or 5 months ago, a peer in this community had put out this video and it said, you are not blocked. Basically, it was a video on surrender and divinity. And if your life is falling to shit, it's because you're supposed to be going through this, which we obviously call a version of a rock bottom. And the video, you could tell, was directed at us, and it was so misinterpreted of everything that we teach. And it was obviously somebody who's clearly never done this work. There's this misconception in manifestation that people come into it and they're like, I want the yacht and I want the home in Malibu or whatever. Like, that was one of mine. And these very superficial things to fill a void that's inside. And anybody who's doing this work really understands that once you get going, you've come to the wrong place if you've come for a quick fix, which we call spiritual bypass. And so it was really important for us to have a branch and a name that umbrellas exactly what's happening here, you know, and that's neural manifestation. So with the help of Dr. Tara Swart, before we had the psychology and neuroscience, but we didn't have an expert speaking on it or solidifying it. And now with Dr. Tara, we have her the ability to be in these episodes and really explain the science and the psychology behind this practice, as well as going through all of the workshops. And so we really feel that it's important at this point to not be a misleading branch of manifestation. This isn't somebody on the beach who's in a bathing suit in Tulum telling you, like, I'm going to teach you to be a goddess and this is how to visualize. And one of the things I saw recently was like, see it, believe it, you'll have it. Coming from a person who's done this work for 3 years and has done a shit ton of unblocking. And I think that's when I say irresponsible. I want to say there's nothing wrong with being spiritual and being woo-woo. I'm incredibly spiritual and woo-woo. I've toned it down on this podcast a little bit more so we can reach as many people as possible who are needing this work. But I think those practices of like the spirituality component, the easier parts of manifestation really work after you've done the deeper look and lifting. That's when you find like that easier flow. It's not as much about the inner child work, the shadow. Those will come up in triggers and tests, but it becomes a lot easier to manifest. And so when I see that coming from accounts who have done this work for a while and are very versed in it and have done copious amounts of therapy and all of that, and then they're preaching this version of manifestation they're going to teach people that doesn't have any of that deeper look, that self-work, that's where it becomes irresponsible, because I think they're really putting together this lifestyle that isn't as accessible like it wasn't to me when I didn't have the tools to look at myself and I was only practicing that. So here we're trying to provide a really solid step-by-step approach that's incredibly accessible. And it's rooted, again, in truly changing your subconscious and your brain, as well as having the support through understanding the psychology of how you work so that you can get to that very flowy place. Yeah, so that's sort of how it came about, neural manifestation. Do you have thoughts, Dr. Tara?
Well, first of all, I love the way that you say my name, and it just still makes me giggle that you both call me Dr. Tara instead of just calling me Tara.
I know. I can't help it.
No, it's cute. So many things came up for me as you were speaking. And one of them is that phrase, wherever I go, there I am. And that's why if you put a yacht on your manifestation list, but you don't really know why you want a yacht because that goddess on the beach has a yacht, then you're going to find yourself on that yacht with all the same issues that you haven't worked on. And just as we've said, there seems to be a sort of opening up of really, you know, rigorous manifestation at the moment, that in that first 2 or 3 months of the pandemic, I'm sure a lot of people were triggered then by what you talk about, because it's so sustainable and longstanding. And in that time of being locked down and frustrated, even for me, there was like a lot less manifestation going on at that time. It's easy to get, you know, to notice that you can't have what you want. And I want to come back to Jessica's quote at the beginning, which is that, you know, manifestation is going on all the time. The reason that I really wanted to work with you all on the neural manifestation is because I always say neuroplasticity is going on all the time. Your brain is being molded and shaped by everything that you experience. And that can be for good or it can be for bad. So, you know, if you're numbing, if you're looking at, in quote marks, aspirational images that are unrealistic and not really what you want, completely material and shallow, then that's going to be having a negative impact on your neural pathways. If you're doing the work, if you're really unblocking, if you're genuinely thinking about what you actually want. I mean, I was just thinking about that part in one of the workshops where you say, if everything that means something to you got taken away today, what would that mean for you? How'd that feel? And I know when I did Instagram Takeover, which was huge fun, a lot of people wrote to me and said, oh, you have an orchard, you have a greenhouse, you have bees, you have blah, blah, blah. And I just thought, I never talk about those things or show them really, but obviously I was just trying to like have a day in my life. If all of those things got taken away from me, it wouldn't change my life at all. But if my intelligence got taken away from me, if my independence got taken away from me, that would be devastating. So it's about thinking, what do you actually really want that's quality in your life? and what impact is your environment having on your brain pathways that mean you can get that or you can't. And that's where the epigenetic piece comes in too, but we'll get to that later.
I just love how the science really just ties in so perfectly. Because when you look at sort of the models of manifestation prior to this work, and I know for myself, like looking at all of sort of The Secret, Law of Attraction, Jim Carrey wrote himself the check and said, you know, sat on the top of Mulholland every day, he's going to cash it. And it's like, wow, that's really inspiring. But how did that work? And I think having the science behind it and understanding the sort of complexity of layers that are happening at the same time, like Jim Carrey was able to cash that check on his feature film because he took action in alignment with his subconscious beliefs, which is what we're teaching with neural manifestation. You know, to the outsider, they're like, oh, all I have to do is think this. Well, it's like, well, are you acting in accordance with that? Are you passing tests? Like, are you doing all the other steps of our manifestation process, including working on those subconscious beliefs that are really where we're manifesting from, which is so different from the think positive model or the conscious thought model?
Yeah. And I think something that, as someone who follows Jim Carrey and, you know, was right on the edge of my seat when I heard his commencement speech and all of that, I mean, he's been practicing meditation for forever, you know, and he grew up in a really dysfunctional environment when he was younger. And he's been doing nothing but working on himself and really finding his spiritual practice. So, and also someone who caught the Kanye episode on Joe Rogan, you know, and I really do want to acknowledge that Kanye's gone through a lot, but I tracked his whole conversation and I followed what he was saying. You know, a lot of people are saying they couldn't. It's so pivotal. What he starts to talk about is that he went from performing out of ego to performing for source, God. He's had a real look at himself and having to check what he thought might have been narcissism and ego. And I think what I'm getting at with this is, not that I think that our way is the only way for manifestation. I'm somebody who uses tools outside of this all of the time, you know, and not that there shouldn't be spiritual components and all of that. But I guess I am saying is that this process allows you to have an introspective, deeply healing experience to open you up to be manifesting from your soul and manifesting from literally your authentic, worthy self. And when I was practicing other practices, they never asked me to address that. It was much more about staying in vibration, staying positive, being in the vortex, not feeling my feelings, not thinking negatively, and bypassing all of that. And I wasn't getting anywhere. So that's just something I want to also reiterate for the listener. These people who have gone on to do these extraordinary things, they're also incredibly introspective people. Jim Carrey and Kanye being two of them, I'd have to say that.
Absolutely. Exactly kind of what you're saying. Like, if you just took the story at face value, that's where people start to get a little bit lost sometimes with manifestation. It's like, okay, well, you know, I sat up on Mulholland Drive with my check every single day and it's still not here. What's going on? And they don't realize they have to address all these other parts of themselves, integrate all those other pieces of themselves, and find a process that is much deeper than their surface level desires or their materialism.
100%. And I think that from my point of view, in terms of the brain pathways, that you can act a certain way for some time, but that takes a lot of short-term effort. And so it's tiring and it can lead to things like needing to numb. If you actually do the work and change your neural pathways, so that's who you are now, then that's hard work up front, but then afterwards that becomes natural and easier.
Amen. I don't know how it feels for you both, you know, as people who practice and change neural pathways and are really interested in it, but to me it feels like a very slow but fast process of becoming more and more of myself without really noticing it. It happens really organically. I can tell, wow, I've really changed. the biggest markers for me, I think you said in a few episodes back that tests are a great example, how you react to tests. It's a great marker for seeing how much you've changed your brain. But for me, it's triggers. If I'm reactive to triggers anymore, if they don't really bother me, that's my big indicator that I can tell. I've done the work up front, the hard work up front, but it's also still slowly working itself out with reinforcement.
Yeah, I would agree to that as well. And it's funny, a few months ago, I had said to Daniel, oh, maybe I should like put something really big on my manifestation list. I feel like I'm, you know, not manifesting any big things. Like I've only been working on all of this inner work. And he was like, whoa, your inner work in the past year has taken you to so much greater heights than any big item could give you. I was like, well, what do you notice? And he's like, your confidence has increased incredibly. You're able to handle difficult situations and move through them immediately. You're digging deeper than you ever have in inner child and family and healing, all of those things. Because on my manifestation list for so long, it's like integrating pieces of my authentic code, which is like a step-by-step process. It doesn't look necessarily as glamorous as manifesting your mega mansion right away. You don't even notice how much has really shifted and how much you've integrated. And you're like, wow, yeah, I'm calmer. I'm able to react differently. I'm more confident. You don't even notice these little things that are happening sort of, it feels like behind the scenes until you think about who you were the year prior and see sort of your evolution. It's really powerful.
Yeah, amazing. And good on Daniel for articulating that so well.
The more we hear about Daniel, we're like, wow, he's so cool.
Yeah.
He's so good. He's been sharing inspirational stuff on Instagram again. I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
And he's starting to do the work as well. You know, he has this artist, Russ, that he really loves. And Russ just raves about manifesting. And I was like, okay, but if you're going to do the manifesting, you have to like really go in deep. And so now I'm getting him to start doing the work. And it's really exciting seeing him have results already, even just from a couple of weeks and months into it. So I want to kind of go over defining neural manifestation. So we have a definition that we'll have in our glossary for our Pathway members and community. But just for new listeners, people who are like, neural what? Like, what does this mean? Neural manifestation is TBM's manifestation process backed by neuroscience, psychology, epigenetics, and energetics, with a little sprinkle of spirituality on top. It's based on raising your self-worth and stepping into your unique authenticity by reprogramming the subconscious limiting beliefs you picked up during childhood and throughout your life. Our process uses the mechanics of neuroplasticity, the ability of the brain to grow and change, to override low self-worth mental patterns and neural pathways. Our philosophy is based on the idea that we all came into this world completely whole and innately worthy. The universe's only intention is to help us get back into our authenticity and onto our divine path. The object of doing this work is to shift the way we show up in the world and the level of worthiness that we project so we can align with what we truly desire and deserve. It's exercises backed by science. Through our proprietary neural reprogramming and reinforcing process, you may create new neural pathways that are more efficient, myelination, better connected, synaptic connection, and bolstered by the release of brain growth factors and new cells, neurogenesis. Now, Dr. Tara, kind of walk us through, especially the back by science section. What are these different steps? The myelination, synaptic connection, neurogenesis, like what is physically happening in the brain as we are reprogramming, reinforcing, which essentially to anyone new is uncovering the things that are limiting beliefs in our brain and reinforcing a new belief. So how can we break this down for people listening at home?
Jessica, I was just looking back at the conversation we had about what a neural pathway actually is. And so I'd like to start with the definition of that and then talk about what we're doing to our neural pathways by practicing neural manifestation. So a neural pathway is a series of connected nerve cells or neurons along which electrical impulses travel within the brain and body, releasing chemical messages between them so into the little gap between them, which helps the electrical impulse pass along the next nerve cell. And these are the pathways that lay the foundation for your cognition or thinking, which is your subconscious beliefs, your actual thoughts, your emotions, and your habits and behavior patterns. And so this is the foundation of where you manifest from. And the three physiological mechanisms that you just mentioned there are myelination, myelin is a fatty white substance that coats certain neural pathways and allows those electrical impulses to move faster along those pathways. So we have fast and slow pathways for different reasons, but you know, one of the things we're doing in neural manifestation is bolstering the benefits of the good pathway. So, you know, if we're already doing some manifesting, maybe you're having a thought like you did that, you know, haven't manifested anything really big, then myelination is a way of just doing that repetitive practice or daily practice and just making the efficiency of that pathway even quicker, which will then make it easier for you to manifest bigger things. Synaptic connection is about the junction between the neurons, which is actually a gap. So the presynaptic neuron, which is the one that the electrical impulse is coming down, releases these chemicals into the gap. And those chemicals could be dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin. And then that gets taken up by the postsynaptic neuron and that gets the electrical impulse to carry on. Now, the more neurons that there are connected up like this, and the thicker a pathway that they create, that is the most energy efficient pathway for the brain. So that becomes the default. So if previously having low self-worth thoughts or beliefs, having survival type emotions like shame or guilt, having numbing behaviors like social media or TV were your default pathway, then you can see that it's quite a lot more work than myelination to join up enough neurons to create an alternative behavior, thought, or belief. And then finally, there's neurogenesis, which is, so neuro is the neuron and genesis is growth of. And that is the growth of embryonic cells to form fully formed neurons that then connect up through synaptic connection, and that pathway may or may not get myelinated. So this is the hardest work in the adult brain. At the moment, we know that there are embryonic cells in the area of the brain called the hippocampus, which is where we lay down and store memories and also where we connect emotion and memory. And that makes sense because you continue to form new memories throughout life. Obviously, from 0 to actually 25, there's a lot of new stuff going on. So there's active neurogenesis more than from 25 onwards. But it is possible because it's the hardest work. That relates mostly to the subconscious beliefs. So, you know, beliefs that you're perhaps not aware of, but they're driving your thinking patterns and they're driving your behavior. And so, you know, if the few of the comments I've received from members or questions I've received from members are, you know, are we actually going back and changing a memory that we had? And like, if so, is that a good thing to do? And I've tried to be really clear that we're not talking about changing memories, but we're talking about changing the emotion that's connected to that memory. And that's where neurogenesis can really come in.
And I think the other thing that really sticks out to me too with the science is this idea that we have these neural pathways, which are sort of all of our memories and interactions and just how we've sort of mapped the world around us. And we have these default pathways that we go to, you know, that a lot of times are low self-worth because they're based off of fear or shame or pain programming. And the idea with neural manifestation is that you can create a new neural pathway that is stronger than the existing one, your go-to one that you've been relying on all of these years, and start to shift into accessing that neural pathway more regularly. And thus, you're not defaulting to those old ways of operating. You know, it's kind of like, I'm sure I've said this before, but creating a new operating system in your brain and almost like upgrading it in a way.
I love that analogy of upgrading the software in your brain. I completely agree that that's basically what it is.
So
I'm quickly interrupting this episode to invite you, if you're ready to start your manifestation journey, or if anything you've heard in our manifestation episodes has piqued your interest, to begin. We have a la carte workshops in everything from the basics bundle, which is what we recommend to everyone who starts. It's the formula that actually teaches you how to manifest, unblocked inner child and unblocked shadow. We also have a la carte workshops on love and money. But the real gem is the Pathway membership, because it encompasses every single workshop we have. It's a year-long membership with full access to the few a la carte offerings we have and exclusive workshops not available anywhere else, such as the daily practice, which is what everybody in the Pathway uses, hopefully at least 3 times a week to daily, in order to truly create the new neural pathways that one needs in order to manifest, and houses the library of our deep imaginings, which is our unique hypnosis process that allows you to get into your subconscious and overwrite those old neural pathways, creating the new ones. You can use our special code EXPANDED, all caps, EXPANDED, to receive $20 off your first a la carte workshop purchase or $20 off your first month of the Pathway. Again, that's all caps, EXPANDED, EXPANDED. Okay, now back to the episode. Curious to hear your thoughts, Dr. Tara, on the conscious reinforcement piece. So being in a conscious state and getting in the present moment, say, and feeling an emotion strongly, a positive emotion strongly, what are your thoughts about, say, the work you've been doing subconsciously and then in your conscious waking state, practicing that? What's happening there? You know, say it's reinforcing maybe something that you had been practicing in a deep imagining. Just kind of curious of what that would look like with this work.
So could you give me an example of that, an example of what you might have been working on in the subconscious reprogramming, and then an example of what you mean the person might actually do or experience in their waking life?
Yeah, so one I've been working on for a while now is I am secure. So when I have triggers that come up, I go through a deep imagining and I'll go through and get back to that root memory. And I love what you just said. It's changing the emotion around that memory, right? Being in my worth and being empowered after, and most importantly, in this case, being secure. So not really being at the whim of my environment, but how I feel steady inside. And then say in my waking life right now, I'm very hormonal. So say that when I'm really estrogenic, things will will default to low self-worth. It's really common. It's what women can experience before their cycle, where they're like, I suck, I'm not great, you know, all of that. And to get out of that state, I'll kind of practice that getting present. What is happening in the conscious waking state when we do get present? So we quiet our thoughts, we come to the here and the now. Just out of like pure neuroplasticity, what's going on there? And then I'll continue my thought.
So what's going on there is the hippocampus, the part where emotion and memory are connected, and the amygdala, where the emotions come from. So they work in tandem a lot. And that emotional information then gets distributed to the outer cortex, and the prefrontal cortex part of the brain interacts with the limbic part of the brain to regulate our emotions. So when we are dysregulated emotionally, that's when things aren't going right in our life. We're either anxious about the future or we're focused on negative things that happened in the past. Then that sort of communication between the prefrontal cortex and the amygdala and hippocampus is biased towards being more emotional and predominantly negative emotions. So you'll remember we spoke before about the loss aversion of the brain, how it's for our own survival reasons, it's more weighted to avoiding a loss than getting a reward. And so in that dysregulated state, the hippocampus will actually try to protect us by bringing up memories of the last time you felt insecure. You'll remember that more now. Or, you know, if you're premenstrual, and it's something to do with body image, then you'll have all the memories of when your body image was not what you wanted, actually blurring your perception and your vision. So what we do by being present is that we bring that system into balance and we allow the emotions to be there within a really good range, but we allow the prefrontal cortex to make sure that it's not too much or none. So, you know, numbing can be a way of just repressing those emotions, and you don't want that either. You need to feel your emotions, but they need to be regulated to within a good range.
Could you say that a form of, say, somebody who is experiencing maybe this hormonal shift and they're in a very low self-worth place because that survival protective instinct is coming up, could you say if they just started saying, I'm feeling happy right now, do you feel like that's also a version of numbing and not feeling your emotions in a healthy range?
Yeah, you could absolutely say that. But I would say it's, you know, another great example of working at such surface level, because actually what you need to do is create more tangible evidence that you are safe, you are secure, you know, it's okay to be happy. So it goes back exactly to what you said, which is you do the subconscious work and you're working on I am secure. And then it's a really good idea to look for examples in real life of where you have security and to bring those to the front of your mind. Yeah.
Yes. And you talk about that in the four steps of overriding a neural pathway. What is that one called again?
So there's raised awareness. So that's bringing from non-conscious to conscious, which, and that's the work you're doing in the DIs. Then there's focused attention. So this would be focused attention. Okay, I can see that I earn enough to pay my rental every month, so I'm secure in my home. I can see that my partner just did something really thoughtful, so I'm secure in my relationship. My mum called me to find out how I'm doing, so I'm secure in my family. So you just really bring those things to the front of your mind, where your hippocampus is trying to protect you by bringing up all the things that could go wrong. You seek actual evidence of what you're working on in the subconscious.
I love this, because even in these instances of trying to become present in these moments, a big practice that we'll hear about, which I actually think is a fantastic practice, but maybe not the best solution or tool for this exact moment, is a gratitude list or affirmations. And that's what we're kind of calling a little bit of surface level in this particular instance of feeling the low self-worth loop of however it's being initiated. And so you're saying that a tool, the focused awareness that could be even more productive, is showing your brain current evidence, real evidence, may it be from the immediate past or just in this present moment, the opposite of where you actually are worthy, secure, loved, whatever it is that you're being triggered on.
Yeah, and maybe even past examples. So if you think back to a time where I felt like my security was threatened, but then I dealt with it in this resilient manner, then you can start to tell yourself, and this is where, you know, the general gratitude list tends to be quite focused on material things. But if it becomes more about, I'm resilient, I know that material security can go up and down, but I've always found a way to cope with it. I have a really good group of supportive people, whether it's friends, family, or in the pathway. You know, so actually that's why it's so lovely that that person shared a long story of their manifestation process, because sometimes we all need a reminder and evidence that that's possible. And we may or may not have it in our life story. So that would be one example of focused attention on security. You know, if you find one that's relevant to your need at the moment, then you think, okay, here's somebody that felt like me. They did the work and they've got this newfound sense of security that is to do with their worth, not some external validating factor.
I love this. And I think that this is going to be a really powerful asset for something we're going to be creating soon. So that is so helpful. I can't wait to start practicing that. I mean, I even just saw a post come up on Instagram of somebody who's talking about manifestation and saying, you know, people say thoughts create our reality. Well, instead of affirmations in the moment when, say, I'm not feeling so beautiful, I'll say, I know I'm going to feel more beautiful day by day, you know, which is a form of affirmation. But in fact, something that could be even more useful in that circumstance of being, we would say that's an insecurity that's being triggered, would be showing evidence.
Yeah.
Like, I felt beautiful during this, I felt beautiful here, it's possible for me to feel it again.
Yeah, when I was taking a bath and taking great self-care, it's when I felt so beautiful in my skin. Is that sort of what we're talking about here?
I think you can take it even further than what you said. So yeah, a great memory of when, because, you know, we all have times that we kind of, you know, get in the bath and do some self-care and then we come out and we're like, oh my goodness, I'm beautiful. You know, like, you can't hold on to that all the time necessarily.
Totally.
But, you know, one of the things I say to myself is that I invested in having some makeup lessons and having somebody go through my makeup bag, take me shopping. This is a complete aside, but, you know, one of the things she said that just stuck in my head was, you pick colors that you like, but they're not colors that suit you, which just was so, so funny. But what I think now is, if I think, okay, for some reason, I don't look my best, I think I have the skills to apply the makeup that's going to get me through this video call that I have today. It's a bit more practical and sort of actual evidence. I mean, I could say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, or when I do self-care, then I do feel beautiful. But actually, I think feeling that you've got a skill that you can use to boost yourself when you need to is even more empowering.
I love that. That's something that I'm a firm believer in, is getting to the true root of whatever you're feeling and finding the tool that's truly going to work. And I understand, like you're saying, the validity of making it less material or X, Y, and Z. But I think the real point that you're making here is true evidence is going to be the most impactful thing in that moment.
Yeah. And it's reminding me of something in psychology that's called stimulus control. So it's kind of the opposite of this, which is, let's say that you know when you feel stressed that you'll eat every cookie that you can find in the house. Well, stimulus control is, don't keep more than one small packet of cookies in your house at any one time. And so what we're talking about is kind of the opposite, which is that when maybe you're experiencing a low self-worth thought or feeling, that you have, in effect, is the packet of cookies, like the physical thing that helps you to feel like that's not true. And another thing I do, especially with like hormonal cycles, is I'll say to myself, I'll have a thought and then I'll say to myself, is that an actual fact? And I found that to be a really like helpful way to deal with things in the present, because however hormonal you are, you usually do know that it's not an actual fact what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. You're rational still.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you can find your rationality somewhere.
Exactly.
I think that's fantastic. I'm so glad that we took that tangent, because I'm really excited to practice that.
And I think too, you know, something that we have launching very soon is a new set of reinforcing journal prompts. And within those journal prompts, you kind of get to explore this idea of creating this new belief and then sort of looking for evidence where you were embodying that in another time. So definitely utilizing those journal prompts to get to this root and reinforce, wait, I've already accomplished that, or I've already felt like that. Okay. How can I feel like that again?
Which is so interesting, because it really fits that focused awareness piece, doesn't it, Dr. Tara? Like when we were all creating the new daily practice together.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It really fits it, actually. I was just reflecting, you know, even sort of my work on manifesting better emotional regulation, which we've been talking about. And that's something that I have worked on for a long time, that the journaling as well as doing the other work definitely reinforces it. And, you know, I think I can't really emphasize enough that this is hard work. It takes a long time and it takes a lot of effort. You don't become a mature, emotionally regulated person, especially if you came from a family of high expressed emotion, overnight and not with much effort. And that's why we've been so rigorous with, well, you know, Jessica mostly, with the daily reprogramming, because people really need that aid to doing this regularly. I mean, ideally daily, but, you know, as regularly as possible. And both listening and writing and reading back over what they've written, because they're all different ways of reinforcing that neural pathway. And the more you do it, and the longer, but, you know, if you did it very, very regularly for a shorter period of time, you could get there, has to create a tipping point in your brain where that neural pathway has become thicker than the previous one. And that's why I love the magic dark, because the magic dark is where you're doing all that hard work, you're sweating, you're, you know, repeating it, and you're not seeing much reward. And then once you build up a sort of critical mass of neurons and you pass that tipping point, it's suddenly like flowing, like you said, it's the flowy state. So people really do have to remember that that's how it works. It's not sort of just step by step. It's kind of frustration followed by absolute flow.
Absolutely. Really, really great way to explain that.
And then going back to some of the old school way of manifestation, I'll put it, debunking some of those things that can be kind of problematic. You know, one of the things they say is high vibes only. If you're around low vibes, you have to get rid of it. You can't be around it. Only positive thinking. If you're feeling sad, just tell yourself, you know, you're feeling good. Kind of what you were saying, Lacey, just say I'm happy. I think of this video, I'll have to link it, but it's of this little girl and she's hysterically crying. And the mom's like, are you crying? She goes, no, I'm happy.
I know that one. Yeah.
And it's sort of like, you know, one thing that we really teach in neural manifestation is that it's important to not be afraid of your sad or negative or quote unquote low vibe feelings. That is actually kind of where you can find the magic.
Well, I think too, that's just generally, you know, there's a few things that really set us apart from other practices. Again, why we want to have a branch of manifestation, have our own branch just to be set apart. A big one, that beliefs are creating your reality, imprinted beliefs rather than your thoughts. So not surface level. Certainly the expander piece is rather big. Never heard of that before. I even prefer it, even though I think visualization is actually really powerful. Maybe we can talk about that actually in an upcoming episode, because I know you have great thoughts around that, Dr. Tara. But the expander piece, that showing evidence, that seeing to believe, to me has always worked even more profoundly, and especially when dealing with low self-worth, which is why, you know, we tend to not be manifesting. The other piece is that I believe self-worth is the actual law of attraction. It's funny, I had a friend texting me or DMing me this last weekend, and somebody I had recently been introduced to, she was giving me feedback that they were saying, you know, Lacey's really charismatic and she seems kind. And she's like, I just think it's always good to hear what other people say when you're not around. And what she was saying about this woman was that she's an incredible manifester. And then it goes to show that self-worth really is what makes you manifest, no matter how you get there. And I do believe in that. So that's another thing that really sets us apart, is that subconscious self-worth and those loops. What I really realized, that it wasn't until I started to feel my feelings and look at them, the things that were continuing to trigger me and continuing to make me not feel well, it wasn't until I looked at those and patterning that I actually started truly manifesting. So that is huge here. And we've always tried to be the rehabilitation place for people who are really afraid that if they're not positive, their life will spiral out, or it won't be what they want it to be, or it'll continue being the same. And in fact, it's quite the opposite, that we don't have a compass or a roadmap for what we need to look at that's blocking us if we don't actually acknowledge it. So I'll kick that over to you, Dr. Tara, because you'll have a better scientific perspective on it.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I completely agree with you. And I would say that I'm actually grateful to both of you for really bringing that up again, because I talk a lot about overriding loss aversion. But what I didn't say, and probably because it was just in my mind and I assumed it, is that I allow myself 1 to 2 days to wallow in negative emotions if I need to. Really, it would have to be something extremely catastrophic for me to let that happen for more than 2 days. And I'm not saying I was always like that. That's been a huge part of my emotional regulation, personal development. Because I'm absolutely against suppressing or repressing negative emotions. And in neuroscience, we have this normal range of emotion. And so it's like a pendulum. The higher your highs, the lower your lows. And so that's why a healthy range is so important. But I shouldn't actually even have said negative emotions, survival emotions. We do.
I love that.
Yeah, we need to be, you know, we need to maintain our safety and security and not take ridiculous risks that could actually cause us harm. But equally, we have to experience negative survival emotions. And, you know, so for example, disgust is a survival emotion. And I think we're seeing in the world at the moment many ways in which that is a very negative thing for society. But when we lived in the cave, if we didn't experience disgust, if we saw food that, let's say we hadn't eaten for a few days, but food was potentially could make us sick, we knew not to eat it because we've got that sense of disgust. So that is important to our survival. And there's, you know, many other examples of why we have survival emotions. So I think both becoming comfortable with experiencing survival emotions and not turning to numbing, basically, but also be able to reality check the extent of some of your survival emotions and, you know, at appropriate times is that focused attention, the environment that you've curated around you that tells you whether the world is a safe place or not. So in terms of the epigenetics that we said we'd come back to, everything that you consume, the food, the drink, the news, the social media, what you read, podcasts you listen to, they're all feeding into your idea of whether you're secure or not. And I'm just continuing with your example, Lacey. So why would people not surround themselves with expanders and let people be in their lives who are toxic, who reduce their self-worth, who criticize them unnecessarily, who wouldn't like to see them doing really well? That's what epigenetics means in terms of your neural environment. And if that whole environment is not conducive to your brain myelinating and connecting and growing, then it's going to be harder work for you. So it's not at all about just think positive and be happy. It's about creating the environment that your brain operates in that gives you the most power to manifest.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And just to add on to that, that when I'd done the inner work manifestation, it's just a beautiful thing to watch. Prior to that, not so much.
And I really want to nail that home because I know it can be triggering. It was to me when I was really dogmatic in a certain practice. I was like really practicing hard. And then I would hear somebody propose a different method or a different way, or maybe why this particular method I was practicing wasn't reaping me the benefits I wanted. That's incredibly triggering. And most people who come here, maybe they've actually heard from a friend that a friend's had success, so they come here for that reason. Or maybe they come because they're generally interested in manifestation. And of course, they've most likely explored spiritual bypass manifestation. Hearing this can be so triggering because it's something you've been practicing. I don't know about you guys if you practice this, but when I did, it becomes like a dogmatic religious practice. You know, you're afraid if you go against it, you're going to ruin things or have a loss of control. So I just really want to acknowledge that I'm not putting anything else down. I think I put this out mostly to help people who maybe had been experiencing deep frustration for a really long time so they could have something that was actionable and effective and in deeply, deeply healing.
Yeah. And I completely agree with you, Lacey, because I think when I was super into think positive and visualize that Malibu mansion, which I also had at one point, I think there's fear that if I do this wrong, if I think a bad thought, if I fall back into my old patterns of being reactive, then I'm going to push it away further. And it just doesn't work like that. The more you can dig into those things that are triggering you, if you are reacting in your old pattern, examine why. And when you can take a really clear look at what are you getting out of this? You know, what are you leaning into these survival emotions for you? How have they been serving you? How have they helped you? And how can you give yourself something different so you don't need to rely on them anymore? Like, that is the power of this work.
Yeah. And I just want to reiterate, you know, as someone who's not in a bathing suit on a beach telling you how to be a goddess, I'm sitting in my pajamas with greasy hair, who has gone on to manifest literally everything I've asked for. I mean, there's even one we're announcing soon that I've been manifesting for some time. It works. Don't be afraid. Even if this process isn't speaking to you fully, please, please feel your feelings. Please look at what's going on. I promise you, it'll only take you closer. It won't take you further away from your manifestation.
All right. And then just on a closing note today, you know, I just want to remind you guys that you are more than your programming, your story, your self-imposed limitations. You're meant to connect, express, and expand others. And one of the greatest gifts you can give the world is showing up for yourself. So remember that what blesses one, blesses all. And thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Tara and Lacey.
Yes, wishing everybody a beautiful weekend. May it be with family or whatever you're up to on these days off. So have a wonderful, wonderful time. We'll be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hoping everybody stays safe out there this weekend and that you're able to enjoy however you're able to spend your time off. I know a lot of people aren't able to be with their families or they find themselves alone. And I really hope that the gift of this discount can give you something to look forward to this weekend of diving deeper in order to unblock, expand, pass test, to really create that magnetism for 2021. One thing we always do once a month is we highlight one of the wonderful 5-star reviews that we've received. The winner will receive a 1-year membership to the pathway in order to expand others of this process, this podcast, and how to manifest. This week, we have the username Jamie Lynn Hart. So if that's you, make sure to write in on the homepage in that little box that pops up to claim your 1-year membership to the pathway. Jamie writes, "This podcast and the To Be Magnetic brand has completely altered my life path. Although I'm no stranger to the spiritual path, law of attraction, or shadow work, there's something so aligned for me with how this information is presented. The science combined with more esoteric aspects of energetics is everything I could ever ask for. This work has truly become my passion, and I find so much joy in sharing these concepts with the world. I recently submitted my video testimonial on manifesting my dream property, and now I'm actively working on manifesting my dream partner. With Lacey's help, I decided to jump off a relationship cliff, ouch, and trust that the universe has my dream man orbiting around me. I'm re-listening to episodes now to reinforce my belief, and I feel so inspired and grateful. Lacey and Jess are such a dynamic duo, and I adore the episodes with neuroscientist Dr. Tara Swart. Thank you, team, for sharing your passion and brilliance with us. I believe life can be magic now. Jamie Hart." And I'm feeling generous. The holidays are my favorite time of year, even if this is a very unconventional time and holiday. I want to go ahead and give somebody else a 1-year pathway membership. So I'm actually going to read the second review. The handle is so.sad. If that's you, make sure to write in to claim your 1-year membership to the pathway. This is what so.sad had to say. "Went through a huge up level about a month after finding TBM. I found TBM in the last couple of days of 2018, and it immediately resonated so much with me. After binging the courses so much, I put an offer in on a house. I was looking to move, but not necessarily to buy. It all came together so serendipitously that I started dating someone after being perpetually single and had all the craziness of a big up level all happen within several months. Things were falling apart and coming together all at the same time. While it definitely took a while to get used to my new normal, I'm now in a much calmer, more enjoyable place than I was several years ago. Right now, I'm looking to finally figure out how to manifest more money, success, and a new job into my life. And so I'm binging TBM and trying to get rid of all my blocks so I'm ready to accept it." And then there's the yay emoji. All right. I hope everybody has a safe and beautiful weekend. We will see you next week.